welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week, I wanted to chat about the space that gets taken up by our problems and these things that we don't want to deal with. And we can think that I can't see it. So, you know, it's not taking up any mental capacity. It's not taking up any energy, but it's definitely not the case. I like to think of it as your laptop or your phone. And I don't know about you, but I am constantly getting emails from Apple saying I've reached my limit in terms of space on the cloud and I've got to upgrade. But in actuality, I just need to go through my phone and delete the sea of orange hair that is my cat towel, because I don't need, you know, a million photos of him, or I don't need that photo from that meal that I ate a year ago. So, you know, it's this interesting visual to help you think about it, because I know with my computer or my phone, it's all the hidden things. It's the things that I can't see that are taking up all these spaces, and I can create these folders and put things neatly away so I can't see them even more, but they're still there. And, you know, the other funny thing about my computer is that it starts to sound like a jet plane taking off because it's so full and it doesn't have that processing speed because it doesn't have space. My husband Ray's always on me about you can't be pushing the limits of the gigabytes so much, but I'm a classic for it. But when it comes to, you know, the things that we deal with in life, I'm much better at that than I am with clearing out the space on my computer or my phone. It often takes, you know, maybe an airport, waiting at an airport for hours, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do when I go through my phone and delete all my photos that I don't need? But yeah, it's so important to be doing this within ourselves. You know, our energy field is carrying all these things, these emotions, these memories that we haven't dealt with, these unprocessed things. And, you know, I had this funny moment the other morning where I just woke up and had this memory pop in of this teacher yelling at me in school. And I was a pretty good student, I think. I don't think I ever had detention, but I got kicked out of class mostly for talking. Surprise, surprise, I have a podcast now. But I had this memory of being in primary school. I'm not sure what you'd call that, but let's say I was 8 or 9 years old. And she yelled at me. She misunderstood a question that I was asking. And I was really thrown by it. The teacher clearly, she was a substitute teacher, and she wasn't very skilled, I don't think, to be dealing with children, because a more inquisitive person would have, you know, delved deeper into why I was asking that question and not put her own meaning on it and then yelled at me about it. So, but it was interesting, right? This thing just popped into my head the moment that I woke up. So that to me says, oh, wow, that's been sitting there. There's some hurt there. There's something attached to it, you know. I talk about limiting beliefs all the time with clients and these memories from our past that really are shaping and dictating who we are today and how we move through the world and how we express ourselves. And this is the perfect memory for me to say, you spoke up and someone yelled at you, right? So what a memory to pop up. And I'm sure you have these things as well. So rather than pushing that aside and saying, oh, that was painful, I don't want to think about that, I'm going to put it away in a folder, it was clearly taking up that processing speed, that ability to flow and move with life now, because it's like a little blip in the radar, you know. And when I see clients in intuitive guidance sessions, they would say, you know, I'm having a problem with this. Like I'm having problems, say, speaking up in my relationship. And then I will look at that and get all these visuals of things from the past. So it's like a clairvoyant technique if we want to label it. But basically I'll get these visuals of energy. So what energy is creating this issue in your life right now? So if someone's having a problem speaking up, I can see these little things from the past. So if this was this example for this person, I'm like, oh, I see in school this teacher yelled at you. And what I also see is, you know, I'll say to the clients that this feels heated. That's how I'll explain it, because it feels like it's, you know, if you touch it, it will hurt, you know, and there's a lot of energy build up around it. So I can see these little blips from the past are creating something in your present. And it's like, if we don't clean them up, they're just sitting in the background. And again, if you have that visualization of your computer, it's running and processing and trying to hold that document. It's trying to hold that space. And that space then isn't free for something else, you know? So whenever we talk about wanting to move forward and create this new world around us, we have to clean up the past. And whilst I'm not a great advocate for doing this on my computer or my phone, I definitely can advocate for it in terms of clearing up your energy. And that means, you know, processing these things from the past, but also processing stuff in real time. So again, if we come back to that computer idea, it's like looking at the documents for the day and saying, do I need this or can it go in the trash? You know, and by going in the trash, this is not ignoring it. It's like processing it. So if you had a difficult interaction today, journal on it, meditate on it, and see what emotions arise and feel them, and then chuck it in the trash and move on. So you want to do both. You want to be looking at the past and processing some stuff again, journaling, reflecting, meditating. And then you want to be doing this in real time. So you're clearing up this space constantly so that you've got the right, like the space and the energy for the things that you want to focus on. And so then things start to move quicker so that it's like you're not like my computer sounding like a jet plane ready to take off, you know? You're not depleted. You're not exhausted. You've got energy. You've got focus, because it's not going to these things that don't mean anything to you anymore, you know? So it's like letting go of those things that aren't serving you. So I hope that is really interesting and helpful. Again, the practical steps here is just to journal, reflect, however is helpful for you. Go on a walk and sort of contemplate these things. Maybe you want to do a dream journal and write down, oh, what was that dream about? What is my unconscious trying to tell me? So there's really practical ways that you can do this that are so easy. It doesn't need to be complicated. And on that topic, I have a brand new online course coming. It is all around trusting yourself, but more importantly, it's about being a more authentic version of you. And this was something that was requested. So people were saying to me, you know, I'm really struggling to trust myself. I, you know, can't move forward with this idea because I don't have the self-confidence to move forward with it. I don't trust that I can do this. And the other thing with that is that ability to express yourself into the world, whoever you are, whatever it is that you think is weird about you, you know, all those little things. When we can express ourselves freely, we will feel more in flow. We're going to match and align with the things that are matching to our higher self and to our soul. And when we do that, life moves so much easier, you know? So that's what this new course is all about. It is not ready yet, but by all means, if you want to go on the wait list, shoot me an email, hello@louisefitzgerald.com.au. And so that there'll be a couple of secret sales at the beginning, and you know, opportunities for you to get some really good bonuses when I release the course. So definitely stay on track for that. In the meantime, if you haven't already, jump into the show notes and grab those freebies. There's some things to help you with daily rituals, which are really going to just start to shift you into a really good place. So grab those freebies, they're in the show notes. And that's it. Thank you for listening. Thanks for sharing this with a friend, and I will chat to you on the next episode.